The California State Assembly Committee on Revenue and Taxation held a hearing on a proposed wealth tax bill this week before holding it in suspense, essentially killing the legislation. Democratic State Assembly member and committee chair Jackie Irwin said that the bill, AB 259, could create serious issues for the state's budget.
If enough wealthy individuals decide to leave this state in response to the enactment of this bill, it will seriously jeopardize our personal income tax receipts that are already increasingly reliant on our highest income earners. In 2022, 25% of the personal income tax revenues was derived with taxpayers with incomes of $10 million or more. In 2021, over 10% of the earners accounted for 72% of the state's personal income taxes.
AB 259 would have imposed a 1.5% tax on the assets of Californians with a worldwide net worth of $1 billion as early as this year, and a 1% tax on those with a net worth of $50 million by 2026. Irwin noted that wealth taxes have already been tried in Europe and mostly failed there.
In 1990, 12 countries in Europe had a wealth tax. Today, there are only three. France's wealth tax contributed to the exodus of an estimated 42,000 millionaires between 2000 and 2012, among other problems leading to its repeal in 2018. These countries all experienced the same challenges. The tax was difficult to administer. It distorted savings and investment decisions. It pushed the rich to take their money out of the taxing countries. And perhaps worst of all, it didn't raise the revenue that it was promised.
The bill was initially introduced by Democratic State Assembly member Alex Lee of San Jose. Lee said that while it is indeed troubling that so much of the state's budget is reliant on a small demographic of rich taxpayers, lawmakers who see that as a reason to coddle the wealthy are looking at the situation from the wrong way around.
Our progressive taxation system is not the cause of the worries. The volatility and the things that we're scared about, it's a reflection of income inequality, of wealth inequality. And as the rich get super, super, super rich and the poor get worse and worse and off, that's why we rely on so few people. We're becoming today less and less democracy of equals, of a middle-class society and aristocracy that our founders said we didn't want a nobility. And we're becoming that. So when the opposition comes and says, don't tax the billionaires, it's going to come after people make $50,000 a year. It's ridiculous.
Earlier this week, California Governor Gavin Newsom reiterated his longstanding opposition to a wealth tax in the state, saying through a spokesperson that a wealth tax is, quote, not part of the conversation. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.